Factors influencing slotting strategy. Slotting, routing strategy, for example, shape, return, etc., and picking method, for example, picker depart using zone, are clearly interrelated and need to be designed together. Slotting is intended to optimize the routing strategy and picking method. Velocity is a primary consideration. Velocity is the rate at which a product is received and then shipped. Items with higher velocities are usually placed close to the picking start point or shipping staging area and or in a location that is easier to pick from, for example, on a lower tier for a pallet at waist level for manual picking. ABC slotting approaches are based on velocity. High-volume SKUs, items are located preferentially near primary aisles, sorting areas, and shipping areas. Ideally, this is high volume of orders or pick trips rather than total volume of items. For example, picking a full pallet is just one pick trip. Items for manual picking should also be located at ideal height between knees and shoulders, while B items are lower and C items up higher. B items are located a little further away, and C items are in the more remote areas of the warehouse. One example of an ABC slotting plan that uses a rack tunnel is shown in Exhibit 4-22. Exhibit 4-22, ABC approach to slotting. Source, inspired by Richards, Warehouse Management. Here are some slotting considerations or ways to improve efficiency, seasonal use. Products whose use fluctuates in a predictable manner may be reslotted during peak and trough seasons, storage or pick types. Thicking pallets, tiers, cases, broken cases, or eaches implies the use of different types of equipment that require different amounts of space for operating and maneuvering. Picking considerations. High-frequency SKUs may be clustered to support batch or cluster picking. Warehouse zones can be created to separate parallel picking and replenishment processes. In broken case picking, heavier items may be slotted close to the beginning of picking routes so that these items can be at the bottom of loads or carts. On a micro level, slotting planners must consider the potential for error in picking when similar items, for example, medications with the same name but in different strengths, similarly sized cartons but with different numbers of items, are stored in adjacent slots. Separating the slots may increase labor but decrease dissatisfied and potentially harmed customers. As a result, it is considered best practice in the warehouse industry to avoid locating multiple SKUs in the same bin. Product characteristics. Some goods will require a controlled temperature or heightened security measures, for example, controlled access points, locked cages, surveillance systems. Others are located based on their volume or density. Similar types of storage, for example, barrels, may be located in the same area. Product synergies. For example, placing products that are frequently ordered together in the same area creates put-away and picking efficiencies. Customers. In warehouses with fewer customers with distinct product needs, creating customer product groupings can be more efficient, even if it means locating an item in more than one location. Loading/delivery routes. Some delivery schedules may make it more efficient to place product in terms of a loading schedule. As a business's goals change, the rules must be re-examined and possibly revised to ensure that they still help in supporting efficient and safe warehouse operations and maximizing warehouse capacity.